210-231-264-6890.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this hump day Wednesday, March 12th, 2025 edition. We have sporadic internet here at the home studio. Spectrum Business, I contacted them during the bottom of the hour news break. They're working on it. I don't know if I'm back on the air on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, the two websites, yourdefendingfathers.com, the radio station's website, WCHY.us, the TuneIn app, or Simple Radio. It appears that I am connected back into the studio. I believe I'm transmitting. Had nothing to do with the story. It was internet, something happening here in the home studio area. Hopefully, we're connected back in. We'll be good to go for the rest of this half hour and then heading back to the music at noon. Basically, I was discussing the story from Lansing where the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, is being threatened with a subpoena from the House Oversight Committee at the request of the chairwoman, State Representative Rochelle Smith, who is chairing the Election Integrity Committee. She submitted a request of FOIA to the Secretary of State back on November 7th. This was before they took the majority back on January 1st this year, 2025. 4 months, she has been trying to get information from Secretary of State Benson. Now, in the committee hearing, State Representative Sharon McDonald of Troy said Schmidt's letter was 11 pages long. One page had 54 items on it. All told, Schmidt is requesting from Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson 600 pieces of information, documents. Schmidt, in response, said they have a computer system. It is not going to take 140 work hours to compile the information that I'm requesting. Well, at the very tail end of the committee hearing, Communist Democrat State Representative Penelope Turnsoglu snuck in a zinger question to Schmidt at the end of the hearing. With all this discussion this morning about FOIA requests, would you agree that the legislature should be subject to FOIA? Well, chair of the committee, Jay DeBoyer, responded very quickly. This is not what Representative Smith is here to testify on. And he banged the gavel down as they closed the meeting. MERS asked Chairman DeBoyer if the Secretary of State was asked to testify today since they were not offered a seat at the testimony table. DeBoyer responded, we'll let them know on Friday morning that Representative Smith, last Friday morning that Representative Smith was going to come here to address this issue. And within 3.5 hours, information was sent to the representative. So no, they did not come to testify. Next, the MERS News reporter asked, would you have allowed them to speak if they showed up, if they came to the hearing? To which DeBoyer said, of course, absolutely. Well, MERS News Service then spent the rest of the morning reaching out to Benson's office, Secretary of State, asking if she had been invited to attend the committee hearing, would she have come? Also, they wanted to find out why it was taking so long to fill Smith's FOIA requests, of which MERS did not get a return phone call. Now, see, one thing you have to understand, I've asked you guys to contact your county clerks, not your township clerks, your county clerks. Go visit them, put a phone call into them, send them an email asking a very simple question. How many people do we have on our qualified voter files, QVF files, as registered voters in my county? That's your question. That's all I want you to do for me. Then text me at 231-360-5140. Sheboygan County has X number of people on the QVF. Otsego County has X number of people on the QVF. Emmett County, Mackinac, Chippewa, Alpena, all of these counties, Mount Morenci, Oscoda, we need to know how many people they have on their qualified voter files by your county clerk in your county. Then just text me the name of the county and the number of people on your qualified voter files. That's all I'm asking you guys to do. Then I will take my time to look up your county's U.S. Census, 2020 Census, as to how many residents, how many people are living in your county. I will then scroll down on that information on the government's website and find out how many are under the age of 20. I will determine how many children, teenagers, you have in your county versus adults based on the total number of residents you have. Then I will take your number that you're giving me, the total number of people on your county's clerk's qualified voter files, and I will divide it by the number of adults. That will give me the information I need to submit to the House Oversight Committee as well as the Election Integrity Committee, who I am working with. This is a process that I need your help on. I'm extremely busy. I don't have time to contact every county clerk and ask this information. Also, I need to know that you're listening, hearing this request, and helping me obtain this information. This is a process. But this is the year, folks. Here we are almost to the middle of March, and we have got to clean up the qualified voter files in our state, county by county. Because what this is ultimately going to lead to is two things. Number one, we will get the House Oversight working in conjunction with the Election Integrity Committee to get involved in your county if necessary. So far, I got two counties done. Antrim County has 124% of their adult population on their qualified voter files. My wife, the clerk, Victoria Bishop, said this is what she inherited from the former clerk, Cheryl Guy. We are one of the worst counties in the state. Thanks to Debbie over in Akiak, Presque Isle County has 110% of their adult population on their qualified voter files. this information is getting conveyed to the House Oversight Committee as well as the Election Integrity Committee. I am going to be the intermediary between your information getting to these committees in Lansing. Ultimately, I believe it's going to lead to them investigating our counties. Because if you have more than 100% of your adult population on your qualified voter files, you got a problem. Adults who are actually living in your county, if it ends up being more than that number on your county's qualified voter files, you either have dead people still on your files, people who are registered to vote in your county, they died, they're no longer living, and your county clerk has not removed them. Or number two, they've moved out of your county, but yet they're still on your qualified voter files. Your local county clerk, working with your township, city, and village clerks, need to clean up your qualified voter files. Lock them down. Protect them heading into 2026. And if Jocelyn Benson and other entities are trying to put people back on your cleaned up qualified voter files, we're going to catch them. We have devised a way, a method to do it. And when they try to do it, we will expose them. We will tell you, the public, who's trying to put these people back on your cleaned up qualified voter files. This is part of the plan for 2025. I asked you to save $500, set it aside so you could join your county party. Number two, you could attend events. Like, for example, what we're doing Saturday at the Iron Pig at 2 o'clock. It's a fundraiser for the Grand New Party PAC that are going to help try to get conservative, constitutional representatives and senators elected next year. It's going to cost you $50 at the door or $40 if you buy your tickets early. You need to join us on Saturday, 2 o'clock at the Iron Pig. This is all part of the plan. And cleaning up the qualified voter files in this state is absolutely priority number one this year, 2025, before the election year next year, 2026. We got to do this, people. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
In northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, final segment of this third hour. Well, we have our third county reporting in, thanks to Rod Wheeler of Lake County. Rod says that he contacted the Lake County clerk, found out 11,269. 11,269 people are on their qualified voter files. Thank you, Rod. During the break, I asked my phone, U.S. 2020 census population for Lake County, Michigan, 12,096. That's your total county's population. Without opening the file, because I'm back on the radio, I'm going to assume 20% are children, 2,419. Adults in Lake County, Michigan, folks, 9,677. So if you take 9,677 are the adults. Store one. He said the county clerk of Lake County in Clayton, you can call your county clerk. You don't go to the courthouse. You call the county clerk's office. Ask your county clerk or the person answering their phone, how many people are on our qualified voter files. You don't have to go down there. They should be willing to give you this information over the phone, or they may ask you to send them an email. But if you take Lake County's 11,269 qualified voter file number divided by the total adult population without getting into the bar graph and actually looking at it, 80% of the population should be adults, 9,677. Lake County, Michigan, folks, has 116% of their adult population registered to vote. So far, Rod, your Lake County is in second place to my Antrim County. Antrim County has 124% of its adult population registered. Lake County has 116% of the adults. And Presque County has 110%. Now, when I get off the show, I will open the link to the actual census and verify 20% of your residents of Lake County are, in fact, under the age of 20. The brackets, the bar graphs are 0 to 9 years old, which in my Antrim County was 9% of the population, and from 10 to 19 years old, was 11%. Add the two together, 20% of my total population of 24,431, I came up with 4,686 young people. 17,854 adults in Antrim County, and Vicki told me we have 23,279 people on Cheryl Guy's qualified voter files. Out of 83 counties, we have three counties done. I need you to call your county clerk and simply ask, how many people do you have on our qualified voter files in our county? Then just text me, Sheboygan, and the number. Emmett County, and the number. Charlevoix County, and the number. Otsego, Mackinac, Chippewa, Alpena, Mount Morenci, Oscoda. Give me the number. Now, I've created a spreadsheet, and I'm going to start tracking these counties, and I'm going to be doing the calculations of how many people are on your qualified voter files, because you're going to text me that information, and then I'm going to do the census check to find out your population for the last 2020 census. You may have even lost residents since that 5 years ago when it was performed back in 2020. But we'll go with that number, and we'll see what we come up with. So thank you, Rod. Greatly appreciate you doing Lake. Unbelievable that our qualified voter files have that many people on the qualified voter files. This proves to me our files need to be cleaned up. And we've got to do it this year. We cannot wait and try to do this next year because the elections start. It's going to be too late. I'm already working with the House Oversight Committee, and I'm already working with the Election Integrity Committee. This has got to happen, people. Because if we can get rid of these dead people or people who are no longer living in our counties off the qualified voter files, we only get real adults voting in our election next year, we can have absolute guaranteed faith that these elections are, in fact, fair, honest, transparent, and the most secured elections we've ever had in a long time in the state of Michigan. And this show and my radio family, you guys, are going to make this happen. Lansing's not going to like it. The establishment people aren't going to like it. The Democrats are not going to like it. But we demand fair elections. We demand fair elections next year. This election is way too important. We need a new business governor, and we need to take back the majority in the Senate. Well, hopefully I stayed on the air to finish today's show. Now back to the memories of the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll at 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a absolutely wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browser